What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to what the future of Disney looks like. It's Jason Whitlock, and I forgot the guy he has talking with him. He calls him the Korean co-cell. But before we get into that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be dizzle thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Caddy said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That Dizzle.
That's right, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Also, the Dizzle Brand merch is available on DizzleBrand.com. Click on the store or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. All right, so let's get into it.
Because, look, people don't want to go to be lectured about politics. They want to go to be entertained. And as Disney strays from the entertainment and goes towards the politics and its programming, I think they're going to see other box office failure.
Christopher Rufo, last week, I believe, wrote a story about Bob Iger's return to Disney. Bob Iger's returning as the CEO of Disney. And Chris was able to ascertain exclusive video of Bob Iger's address to Disney employees, where it seemed like perhaps Iger and Disney are in full retreat from some of the grooming, I guess, for lack of a better description, that Disney's been doing. Perhaps they lost their war with Ron DeSantis, but I'll let Chris fill you in on the rest. Chris, what did you glean from Bob Iger's meeting with Disney employees?
Well, this is Bob Iger's return, and I've been following Disney and reporting on Disney for about 2 years. I've looked at their critical race theory training program, some of their gender ideology and their kids programming. And Bob Iger, after the company took a beating from Ron DeSantis, pledged to move back towards neutrality on the culture war. He said he wanted to quiet things down. He said he wanted to respect the audience. He said he wanted to disengage from politics. And I take it as a tactical retreat. I think that Disney's core commitments are probably the same, but it's important because it shows that public pressure and political pressure works. And if you can push these companies into a corner, hit them at their bottom line, they're going to start changing their position on some of these controversial race, sex, and gender issues.
Yeah, because let me tap in. Disney has been doing a terrible marketing strategy by calling people bigots and homophobes and transphobes and racists because they don't want to go watch specific movies because they're not interested in watching specific movies. There's a shit ton of movies that come out that it doesn't even cross my mind that I even want to go see the damn movie. It doesn't make me a racist, a bigot, a transphobe, or a homophobe. It just means it's not my fucking cup of tea. Let's keep it moving.
Chris, what do you think that will look like? Or is it a possibility Bob said these things knowing it would get leaked and put out in the media and that that's all they're really going to give us is these words? Or do you think their programming might look and sound a little different in the near future?
Well, you know, the production cycle for a big Disney movie, for example, is multiple years. And so the stuff that is already coming out, that's already in the can, will likely look the same. But I think you're going to see shifts over the medium and long term. Also because that their woke programming has been a disaster. It's not only started these political controversies, but if you look at the actual box office returns, they had this kind of hyper ideological film called Strange World that came out. It was either their worst or second worst Thanksgiving week release in the company's history. Because, look, people don't want to go to be lectured about politics. They want to go to be entertained. And as Disney strays from the entertainment and goes towards the politics and its programming, I think they're going to see other box office failures. And ultimately, Bob Iger might be in his own heart left wing or on the liberal left liberal side of the spectrum. But he's also a businessman, and I think that he's learning the lessons from his predecessor, in some ways throwing his predecessor under the bus. And I think at least publicly signaling that he wants to move back towards the center. So we'll keep an eye on it. We'll monitor. We'll observe. We'll see how it changes, how it doesn't change. But I think just the fact that he feels the necessity to back down in his rhetoric is already a win. It already signals that our strategy for putting pressure on these corporations is having an effect.
Can I interject real quick?
Yeah, please.
Because I'd heard that the last boss, the last CEO, had some things in development. And now that Iger took over, it's kind of a shame because I heard they were going to make a film about a transgender whale. It's called Maybe Dick. So I'm bummed I don't get to see that.
Oh, man. All right, so that was hilarious in the end. When I go to watch a movie, I just want to go watch a movie. I want to be entertained. I don't want to be lectured on values and morality and be told that I'm a bigot and a transphobe and a homophobe or a racist if I don't support a specific movie. Like, that's the thing. You don't get to force me to support things. You don't get to tell me what the fuck I have to support and not support. You know, I support honesty. I support truth. So if you're not in the lines of honesty or truth, then fuck your support. Disney needs to just get back to making fucking entertaining movies. If they even made any entertaining movies of late, they need to just focus on making money. That's the thing. Like, in the business world, there's no left and right, black and white, Democrat and Republican. There's only just green. It's green. The only thing you should care about is money, green, making money, providing a product or a service to consumers. So yeah, Disney, how about you do your fucking job and make movies and keep your nose out of political business like abortions and the so-called Don't Say Gay bill, which is completely horseshit. It there's nowhere in there does it say that people can't say the word gay in school. It's complete horseshit. Disney's getting what they deserve. All these businesses that decide they want to take a political stance, you know, like, even if a business is coming out saying they're conservative only and a Republican, like, don't do that. Just shut the fuck up and play the fucking middle when it comes to the business standpoint of view. You know, when you're at home on your leisure time and you're not making money, if you want to pick a side either way, that's fine. But when you're at your business and you got consumers coming in, how about shut the fuck up about what your political fucking views are, if you're fucking Democrat or fucking Republican. You'll never see me going to Promo Palace and saying, hey, I'm conservative or I'm liberal or no, I'm fucking neither when it comes to promo palace. I'm just the guy who provides a marketing advertising service for musicians of all genres, and I do not fucking discriminate. So once again, thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.